grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
And that is the last time you'll hear that intro, I'm afraid, because it is the final of Season 3. Woo! I am Bob, your host, as you know. I'm the good-looking one. Dave is my dad. He's here.
I'm the intelligent one. How do?
And here with Cousin Pauline, who's mental. Who might be mentally ill. We don't know yet.
Well, could be. I'm not even going to argue.
The jury's out. We're waiting for the Netflix special. How are we? It's the final. It's the final. Season 3.
Unbelievable,
it's the
Jeff.
Final countdown.
No, that's 80s. That's 80s.
That was one. That was one hit wonder, wasn't it? Who sang it, Pauline?
No idea.
Europe.
Oh, Europe was Europe.
Yeah. The whole of Europe. This is it. This is the final. How do you think this season's gone, Pauline? Do you think it's...
gone quick.
Yeah, it's flown by.
It has. Just like the 70s.
Whole season, I come in on the films, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. This is your first full season. It's gone well.
I haven't come back yet.
And just like the 70s, we've been high on drugs the whole time.
People probably wouldn't be surprised.
Probably not the way we talk. So coming up in today's show, we've obviously got the crescendo of Pauline versus Bob.
12 all.
One to play. Come back to
She's
like
got
that.
A streak. She's on a streak.
In my hand, I have a piece of paper.
Is it homemade?
Who said that, Paul, in history? Know. Oh, God's sake. You know, tell her, Bob.
Ronald Reagan.
It was Neville Chamberlain.
Oh, I always get them two muddled up.
Yeah.
Ronnie Reagan.
We've got a few things we're going to be announcing in this. We're going to find out when we're coming back, obviously, what season 4 is all about, new feature maybe, and the crescendo of Bob versus Pauline. So it's all to be decided. But before all that, there are two songs, aren't there, involved that
two
we need to...
Shall I do the draw?
Yeah, do the draw, Dave.
Oh, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Versus Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, now this is rare for Simon and Garfunkel to be up against four in a fight, you know, two against four.
What's he talking about?
Shall I tell you how they got the Wembley?
Yeah, go on, Dave. How do we get here?
Right, Dancing Queen.
I met your mum in 1970.
With a 2-1 victory over Get It On by T-Rex. Second round beat Jules McRae's Rock Your Baby, 3-0. Then come up against the Beatles' Let It Be and triumph 2-1.
Bloody hell.
And then My Sweet Lord was beaten 2-1 in the semi-final. A close semi-final, yeah. That was.
It was, yeah.
Bridge Over Troubled Water got past Ever Falling In Love With Someone You Shouldn't Fall In Love With, Buzzcocks.
No, but what was the song?
3-0. Then Let's Work Together, Canned Heat, 3-0. Quarter final, it breezed past Don't Stop Me Now by the Queen.
They did not stop
3-0. And then semi-final, it is 3-0 against Let's Stay Together by Al Green. So,
Al Green,
it's yet to drop a vote. It's 12-0.
Wow.
As against 9-3, Dancing Queen. I did ring up Corals and Ladbrokes, and they've installed Simon and Garfunkel 6-4 on favourites.
But they are two great songs. Let's have a little bit of you know, because you know it's
a little bit of
I've been listening to these all day. These two,
I love it,
and two very different songs as well. The upbeat of ABBA, obviously, and then you've got the I'm going to skip a little bit because it's you know, the voice is just.
I just thought a great 70s song that we didn't even consider.
Did oh, you? God,
what
go
was
on.
That then?
Nilsson, Without You. Good song.
Sing it.
No, I can't forget this evening.
Oh, no. No, no, Mariah Carey done evening. That.
Yeah, badly.
Who did?
Mariah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The living is without you. His version's much better.
I can't get.
Oh, we've got to get you on karaoke.
Well, you are when we go on.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. I'm going to get you doing all the ballads. Mind you, you're probably a better singer than Whitney when you last went to see her.
Yeah, I reckon I am.
Last went to see her, like you've went to see her. Oh, yeah, I popped around there the other day. So a lot of stuff's going to change as well, because I'm moving out between now and season two start. Season four starting. So this room that we're in will look a bit different. Not to you, listeners, because you don't
why
see
are
it.
Why are you telling us that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
Get rid of all your old clutter at the end there.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean you, Paul. You know, I mean all
I was
going to
say charming.
The RWF on Facebook.
All these little men sitting
Clones
behind me.
Racks and God knows what.
Yep.
It'll be lovely in here. I might even put a bit of paint over it.
What just colour are you going to go? Arsenal red?
No, pink and blue.
What's your name for studio? Studio B.
Black.
Black?
Studios are always black with uplight. With uplight. You got to get some soundproofing as well, Dave. Soundproof it, son. This is probably a conversation we'll have later.
Do you want to be like tours around here, like the Abbey Road studios there are now?
Yeah.
Shame there's a little zebra crossing outside, isn't it?
We did a picture of us going across the road.
Maybe we could. That's a trip we could do one day.
People would be queuing up to see this room, I reckon.
Well, if you look out the window, all the neighbours around, because it's podcast time, trying to listen in before it goes live, get a little...
If I put my face that window, there'd be screams.
Oh, there he is! Oh, I thought you meant like a horror film.
A woman at the window. A woman in black, isn't it?
Yeah. What was that dodgy film you were watching when I got here?
Oh, it's rubbish.
When I say dodgy, I don't mean like pervy porn.
Sometimes.
Pervy porn, sometimes, as opposed to soft.
Sometimes. Actually, that's the first time I watched a film during the day for a long, long time.
You watch a lot of crap.
No, I don't.
You
do.
No, you do.
Sometimes
you watch stuff just
what
to see how bad. You
crap?
Go. He goes for all the movie channels that are like, you know, the lower down ones.
Oh, my dad does.
That are like
Z-list films.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, look at it. Look at the special effects on that. Don't even look like a dinosaur. I'm like, Dad,
why are you watching it then?
Dad, that's a giant. Oh, he does. Oh, look how rubbish that is. Oh, yeah, I tell you what, if you're acting in that, your career's over, isn't it, eh? You do that. Do you do that or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Remember, you are on.
I wasn't even listening. What was it? You lost me.
And welcome to our relationship.
Oh.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Dave, is your phone vibrating? I think it is, isn't it? Just going to have a musical interlude there. I'll just sit here, Dave, while you Google, yeah? Just turn the vibrate off. You know, look, he's reading messages and all sorts of stuff. This is the final. I want you to be present and correct. So, should we explain season four?
Should we?
Should we? We've been promising.
Season one, we've done UK sitcoms.
We did. We might go back and do it again further down the line because we were just starting
UK sitcoms again?
Yeah, with you. And because we
have
did.
Have you got more to say about them then?
Well, it might include American ones. That means Dave will have to watch some.
I'll have to drop out and put someone else in.
But yeah, so it might be so. Because we were starting off with some of them were only like 20 minutes long. Like we get in, chat, and then vote, and that's it. So, we might not. Whatever. We like to keep our listeners guessing.
Season two.
Yes.
90s movies.
90s movies. That was a good one. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was good. Season three, 70s music.
70, which I wasn't looking forward to, if I'm honest.
When it's been so much
when it was mentioned, and I thought, I've got to listen to all these songs. But they are crackers. What a great decade that was.
What a cracker.
What a cracker. Well, I'll tell them. Now, it's funny I should mention him, because he might be one of our 32.
He might be.
In season four, because it's going to be our 32 favourite funny people. Now, this could be a comedian stand-up. It could be someone Billy Connolly, Peter Kay, Jason Manford. But it could also be a funny man in film, like Chevy Chase, Steve Martin. Norman Wisdom.
All women.
Yeah. I just say funny person at the beginning.
Yeah, but funny people. Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously some women contenders, but we'll decide. We had a list of 80-odd, didn't we?
Well, we went to the pub, didn't we, though?
Yeah, we went to the pub.
Well, I had a list of 10 of my favourites. 10? And you had 80.
Yeah, we had 80.
But no, we have just whittled it. The top 10 funny people.
We've got to lose about 3 or 4, haven't we, to get the 32.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, so, but we'll get there.
Yeah, it should be good. Should we be funny?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do playing in the first round, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, so funny people. Putting funny people up against funny people, and it could be... you know, you got Victoria Wood, Dawn French. Double Axe. You wanted to mention that.
Yeah, now Double Axe is a funny one. And you don't know where, like, take Morecambe and Wise, for instance. Eric Morecambe's obviously the funny one, but he wouldn't be funny without Ernie Wise.
The straight man, they call him.
But
not because he's the other one's gay.
We were first going to include Double Axe, but then we thought, well, what happens with Ronnie Barker? Because Ronnie Barker's, and Ronnie Corbett. They're funny individually and as a double act. So you couldn't really have Ronnie Barker versus the two Ronnies, could you? I mean,
no.
So we decided to...
That's ridiculous. That's, you can't have Ronnie up against the two Ronnies. Don't
you have Ronnie Barker versus Ronnie Corbett.
Ronnie Darby.
Yeah, so and there will be American people in it as well, or might be some Bolivians or Ecuadorians, I don't know. So that's going to be it. That's funny people either... funny in film, stand-up, or anything.
And yeah. I like the
sketch shows on TV.
Yeah, I mean, you could have Jason Manford up against Jim Carrey. I mean, that's what we're doing.
I like how we're going to sometimes completely disagree because my humour is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like me and Dave, we could have probably completely different...
Yeah. Could be Norman Wisdom versus Donald Trump.
I love that Donald Trump. That's a great character, isn't it? Boris. Boris, that's a great character.
He don't make me laugh.
He's had a bad time of it. He's had to put up with Brexit, COVID.
Rumna.
And now wars and stuff. I mean, I'm surprised he's still got hair, if I'm honest.
I love it as well.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he's a joke, isn't he? Anyway, we're getting political in the final. Check us out.
I'm not, you were. Oh, I did mention Neville Chamberlain, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. We've been gone down a full political route. Let's pull it back. So, did you want to mention the new feature as well? That's something we're going to try. Yeah, I am.
No.
Well, because we're going to ask people to do
I thought that was the work in progress.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought it was good.
Oh, we're going to do the ask for the semi-finalists. We forgot to do that in this series for some reason, even though I did predict the four that were the actual last four, funny enough. But
a load of
crap.
So did I actually.
Let us know who your four funniest people are. And see if they match ears.
Send it to our email at...
Elimination...
No! God, Dave, tell them.
podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Yes. Okay.
But don't forget, it is the draw. Your two great ones could get drawn in the first round. That's the way the cookie crumbles. But that's the same for us, isn't it?
Yeah, and then in the final, we'll draw them out and have a look and see who's won it. And yeah, that's it, really. That's I'm excited about that. Because, I mean, we've done the 70 songs, but you do get to the point where you're like, I can't listen to this playlist again. Do you know what I mean? I'm done with it now. But, funny people. I mean, there's so many films and stand-up and sitcoms.
We're not so modern people. We can go back. I mean, as far as you like.
Well,
I mean,
we have, haven't we? Gone right back.
Yeah, I like the Marx Brothers.
Is it Marx Brothers or just Groucho?
Well, I like the one who talks like that.
Yeah, it's Groucho. What about?
No, he's not. Yeah.
Do you know the Marx Brothers, Pauline?
No.
Oh.
What?
I remember when I went to Florida and I went to Universal or one of them parks, and there was a bloke at the top of the escalator as you went in, walking around like that bloke. It was great.
Do you know the bit of the mirror? That was great.
Oh, right? Yeah. We saw he mirrored him.
That's right, yeah.
And then jumped through it. Yeah. Comedy gold, that was.
You definitely won't be in the 32.
Well, 33 I was.
Yeah, we've still got 36, so we've got to lose some. Anyway, we've got plenty of time to do that. And you better give them the news about when this is going to start, Robert.
Oh, yeah. So the first episode will be on the 8th of April. So that's when we'll be back. Hopefully I'll be settled in my new home and we can get together and start this shindig on the road.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Let's hope so. You're not split up, come back, and you move back in here.
All right. What are you laughing at? Yeah, that? Yeah. Oh, you'd be down and buried.
If they
you?
Split up, we'll have Vic back and eat and bugger off.
She'll realise how she can't live with you.
Yeah, true.
It was always all right. Look,
why have I chosen
jacket?
You out of everybody in the world? God, can you imagine living with me?
No.
Right, so yeah, I'm moving out. So we're going to start on the 8th of April. That's when the first episode, and the first episode, I was going to say ironically, but it's not ironic, Alanis Morissette.
Don't you think?
On your wedding day. Unless you're wearing a wetsuit to your wedding, then it's ideal, isn't it?
Yeah, have you heard the lyrics on her albums? That's some right dodgy lyrics on her album.
Jagged
Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was going there. I was in Corfu and I had the old headphones on, going down to the old shop to get some water, take back. And then she's in the cinema with this bloke doing all sorts of stuff to him.
What song was that?
Well, I don't know what the song was, but it was a bit strange. So I rewound it and played it again.
Just make sure you heard right.
At times.
She was a strange one, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She done that video where she was naked.
Yeah,
didn't she?
She had her hair covering her eyes. I did want to say, actually, just because we sidetracked on Alanis Morissette, for season 4, because I'm going to be moving out, I might have mentioned it, and we may miss one now and again. It might be one a week. We're not going to go down to one a week constantly, but just bear with us because
it's
a new regime. It's a new kind of more dominoes have to be in line.
It means if you can be bothered to drive here or not.
Pretty much. So bear with us if it is one a week. If you wake up Monday and there ain't one, don't top yourself just yet. Wait till the Friday, it'll be fine. Come on, stay positive.
If you're going to top yourself, I suggest pills and booze.
Oh, Dave!
Pills and booze?
Oh, yeah, you can't have one without the other.
Oh, really?
It'd take too long.
Oh, you could, I don't know, drink yourself into a stupor, but then you wake up with a hangover, wouldn't you?
No, not if you take about 50 paracetamol first.
You have to take a blooming lot of pills.
Mind you.
Don't take jagged little pills, though. Caught with your throat.
Good callback, Dave. So if you was to take alcohol and a load of pills, I was always thinking that
no, do the other way around.
They sort of cancel each other out, though, because if you drink loads, it gives you a headache, but loads of tablets takes the headache away.
Imagine how rough you feel the next morning and you wake up, you ain't dead.
Oh, make sure you do
wake
it.
Up and you
make
ain't
sure
dead.
You do it properly. Otherwise, you're there. You must be on the stomach pump.
Look down and go, oh, I'm still here.
That ain't nice. I'm sorry.
Well. The final, sponsored by Suicide. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Take all this lot out of it.
Apparently, Paul McCartney wrote a song. I'm going to write a song for Frank Sinatra. So he wrote a song for him and sent it off to him, and they sent back saying, no thanks. Apparently, it was called Suicide.
Jesus.
I've never heard the song, but...
Keep it positive.
Apparently.
Best way to just be shoot yourself in the head.
Oh, but then you've got a gun. Where are you going to get a gun from?
Give me the gun.
Point.
You'd miss.
Stab yourself. Yeah, straight with my arms.
Yeah. Shoot
the
bloke. Shoot Lewis.
Bullet go through his door. What the hell was that? Jesus, we've gone dark early, haven't we? Jesus.
It's supposed to be the final.
A load of angst. But yeah, so I'm excited about this. The final bout of our season.
So you're not three. Glad to get this one over. You're not thinking, oh, that's it now.
It's a difficult one.
Are.
It's a difficult one because by the time you get to sort of quarterfinals, if a lot of your favourites are out, then you do kind of like you're
sulk,
emotions.
You?
Yeah,
sulk.
I do have a little bit of a sulk. I take myself to a cupboard and have a little word with myself. But this is good because, as I said before, there
you're
are
such
ones.
A weirdo.
Thank you very much. Oh, Dave's taking his jumper
I'm
off.
Taking
now. Your jumper off. Take your jumper off. It's like a Diet Coke break.
Coke break moment.
I don't want you to be no slave. So
my six pack's getting warm.
What downstairs? Well. You can put it in the fridge. should we have a little final question time?
Oh yeah, we've done one.
Yeah,
for a while.
We have done one. Yeah. Oh, you pick it, Dave.
The other.
Jeez. Final question time of the
season three. I have to get some more. It's getting low.
Yeah.
That's if we're still going to have it.
Well, yeah, might have a change.
This is a very boring one.
Change it. It's the final, Dave. We need a good one. We go for all of them.
Yeah, one of yours.
More loaded crap.
Yeah, that was mine. What was it?
What's your favourite colour?
What is the most physical pain you ever felt?
Ooh.
Childbirth.
Ah, that's nothing. Do that on the weekends, love.
Oh, you wouldn't even. You would.
A kick in the balls is more painful than childbirth.
Understand it.
A kick in the balls is more painful.
You've got nothing
childbirth.
Better than childbirth, though. That's an old chestnut,
yeah,
isn't it?
I was going to try and think of something else.
Mind you, you only had one, didn't you? Didn't go again. Not going back for seconds.
I'm trying to think something away from that then, because that is quite predictable,
aren't they? Kicking the balls is more painful, and there is proof. I'm sure we've discussed this before.
Yeah, you've said that before. Yeah. It's a load of crap.
I think I've got to go. Something's piqued her interest.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, here we go.
This hurt so much. I took myself off to A&E when I had an abscess. My face, I look like
what,
the
tooth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've had one.
It was growing. It was my face was growing. You could see it.
What is an abscess? Is it like a boil?
Well, it started off just a bit of a I've got a bit of a toothache. Yeah. You know, just a little bit.
They're not
nothing.
Nice.
That's how it starts.
I've never had anything like that in my life. And then the doctors went on about how I was so run down and all this crap. Anyway,
that's why you ain't got a boyfriend now.
What, because I'm run down?
Get rid of him. I feel better now.
Anyway, I just thought, oh, it's starting to really hurt. My cheeks started going really red. And you know, you can't concentrate on anything because it's a vroom, vroom.
Oh,
vroom,
yeah.
And then, well, by the end of it, but I went and saw the dentist. She gave me antibiotics. I took all the antibiotics, nothing happened. And it was just getting worse and worse. By the end of the next night, I've got a photo, I'll have to show you later. My eye had closed a bit, my face was all swollen. And
she was like Rocky.
Yeah, I took myself.
Adrian!
Awful. I've never felt pain like it.
So what?
Do
you just take tablets and that's it?
Yeah,
it just
then
goes,
she gave me.
You don't pop it or anything like that?
No, she gave me. I couldn't see it. I wasn't aware of where it was. And I couldn't work out whether it was hurting my ear, hurting my cheek. And then she gave me a whole once over and gave me antibiotics and antihistamine and something else. I had 3 tablets to take. And then it just slowly all went back down. Oh, but when it was at its worst, I was crying. I was almost on my way to A&E. It was hurt. It felt like my whole head was red hot. Just vroom, 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 that real pain. I'd rather have a baby, I think. You know, yeah, I remember saying that at the time. At least you know that's coming to an end. This, it just, when is it going to stop?
Until a baby comes out your mouth. Hey, there you go. There's a baby.
I remember I went over to my mum's once when she was alive and I walked in, we sort of said hello, this, that, and the other, and my sister Eva was sitting in the chair, which is unusual. And I walked in, and we said, "You're right." And she turned around, and God, blimey, her face was out here.
It's so painful.
And I said, "Oh, you're right." She said, "Oh," she said, "I thought you were going to laugh at me."
Why would you laugh?
I've had one myself, like, you know, it's a really painful thing. And you're right, it's got to take its course, isn't it?
Wait, oh, it's horrible. I'm trying to find the photo. photo. Carry on talking.
Googling don't
this
work in the
final.
This
when it had gone down a bit, but I took the photo to show to my manager.
Well, put it on the Facebook page.
Joking.
I don't know about it. I've never broken a bone, touch wood.
I've never broken a bone, touch wood.
The most painful thing that I heard, and this is something that I think Jason Manford did it on his stand-up, and he said he was talking about childbirth and kicking the balls, what was more painful. And then he said, I've got something that's even more painful than that. And he said they were playing football, football match, went in for a tackle, and the guy dislocated his leg. His hip, and dislocated it. And the bloke walked up, run on, and popped it back in.
Oh, you made me go peculiar.
But what he didn't know...
He popped it in the wrong side.
No, that his testicle had dropped into
the... Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then popped it back in. Now that... Oh, my friend,
that's when it was going down.
Oh, look, she's showing me a picture of that.
That's when it was going down.
Looks like you're eating Toblerone. Jesus Christ.
Let's have a look at this.
You look miserable as sin.
That's how it was nearly gone then.
Well, I've never seen you look so good.
Look, can you see it? It was blowing up.
Oh,
my
God.
Cheek had gone all red.
Jesus Christ, that's going on the face.
Looks like you've gone 10 rounds with Tyson Fury.
Yeah, it was awful, but I took these photos to show to my manager.
Send those pictures to me. Go on the Facebook page. So, yeah, so that is definitely the most painful. But the most painful I've ever felt, I thought probably the stone in the eye, maybe, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then I think it was such a shock, I didn't really feel pain. Shingles, that was it. I had shingles. Yeah, that was...
I took him to the doctor. The doctor said, oh, you poor bugger, you got shingles. He's only about 5.
Yeah,
I thought that was an old very
thing. Small.
Yeah, I said, very what, small. Shingles?
I remember I did it as well because we was running around upstairs, sort of running across the landing because 2 bedrooms were at each end of the landing. So you run across the landing and we had like a track where you sort of run around the rug and then run back. And there was a set of drawers right by the door and I was running full pelt and it just caught me and like right in the side. And I was like, oh, and I went down. I was like, oh, God. But then I didn't really think about it. And then slowly but surely, it just sort of slowly came up as little spots and then a sort of boil, I suppose.
Oh, that's terrible. It was.
Blisters and, And because it was on my sort of side of my belly, on the right, I couldn't wear anything because a T-shirt would touch it, trousers would touch it. It was just in an awkward place. So I just laid naked on a sheet in the front room. Yeah. They couldn't hug me. They couldn't do anything. I was literally just painful,
Well, it kicked him a few times.
Yeah, I was, that was really bad.
Poor little Bobby.
Yeah. Oh, you poor bugger.
Dr. Kennedy, that was Irish fella, yeah. Oh, you poor bugger.
Yeah, what about you, Dave? Pain.
Well, I had the Cam wrap me chap. That was a pretty...
Oh, way!
I even got one, but even I went...
I've got a similar thing in the same region where I had me vasectomy. That was pretty unpleasant. Do you worry about that?
Yeah, go on then.
Well,
vasectomy of the week.
I think his name is Mr. Hamilton, the consultant.
How the hell do you
remember that?
That's mental.
But the thing is, it's a day thing. You go in for the day, you know. And I went in on my own. And you get your gown on, and then you get wheeled into the operating theatre. I remember laying there, and all I've got on is this little, like, skimpy thing. And then in he walks with his 20 students behind him. And he walked up to me, got hold of the sheet, pulled it back
over
my neck, frankly. He goes, okay, let's let the dog see the rabbit.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and it was cold in there and all.
Here we see an overweight man clearly hates his life and his wife.
Mr. Rip's come in for his vasectomy today. And they have to inject each one. I mean, I'm not unique here. I mean, loads of blokes have had this done, but I'll just describe my experience. So what he does, he grips it really hard, right? So the skin on the outside of it's like a membrane, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
And then he injects into it.
Oh.
And, God, blimey, I thought, God, that was a bit... And,
Andy, pull over. Pull over.
And the worst thing is, you know he's done that one, he's got to do the other one. So anyway, he done that. Oh, God. He goes, we'll just give that a few minutes to take effect. Like being at the dentist, I suppose. Yeah. Oh, God, blimey. Anyway, the next minute, the scalpel's come out and he's cut. But as he's cut, I flinched and I felt a bit of it, like, you know. And he said to me, oh, did you feel that? And I thought, hang on a minute. What was worse, that or another injection? No. So I said, oh, no, it's all right.
Cut away.
And then he done that, and then he had to do the other side. So he done the same thing. I always remember there was a big pillar behind me, and I had my hands around this pillar. And this young girl, student, she looked at me and she said, are you all right? I said, no, not really. And that was it. That was done.
Jeez. Any men listening to this have got one booked for tomorrow? Yeah.
He's not sold it to me.
I mean, a lot of people I know.
I think we could have another kid.
I'm sure some people I knew had it done had a full anaesthetic, which I don't know why you don't. I mean, just have the full anaesthetic. Yeah. Don't feel a thing.
Wake up, ache.
Oh, but I'll tell you something that happened after that. Bob was pre-school.
Hi.
And I weren't supposed to drive. You were not supposed to drive afterwards, apparently, for some reason. Anyway, but I was late, so I couldn't go for buses. I had to take the car, so yeah. I took the car. You know, I drove home, and it was like a kick in the doodahs, you know. And I remember going up the stairs to the living room. I got on the living room, and of course, not because I'm normally at work, Bob used to see me during the day. And he came down the stairs in his own little world with his toy in his hand.
Wrestling figures, probably.
So I'm sitting on safe, feeling all sorry for myself. And he saw me, Daddy! And he come running over and jumped in my lap. but as he landed, he got shoved off again.
So hey!
He got rejected straight away, like, you know. But, yeah, so next day, bad at work.
Well, I mean, that's the winner right there.
Childbirth's the winner. That's a second.
It must be great after it's all over, though, that...
Childbirth.
Yeah.
Oh, it is fantastic. I would have thought so. Yeah. And then you get cup of tea and toast. It's the best cup of tea and toast you've ever had in your life.
Good noise effect. Like, Jesus. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, horrible.
Oh. Did you know what Lewis's name was going to be before he was born?
No, I had a short list. Oh, okay. But I didn't know for definite. And me and his dad, we didn't agree on a lot of names. That's the one that we could both say, all right.
Sometimes you decide, I'll choose the boy, you choose the girl, sort of thing.
Oh, no, we didn't.
No.
Yeah. No.
But talk about pain. Have you ever had earache?
No, I've never had earache.
Oh, yeah.
That is really painful, I've never had that is. Yeah.
You can't do anything with it either. It's not like you've cut yourself and you can hold the cut like, oh, my, that's... It's just in your head. I suppose it's like the absinthe.
When you've got toothache, you can't work out whether it's your ear or your...
Where do I... how can I explain it? Like,
and you want to bite down with toothache. I felt like I really wanted to...
You feel like punching the walls, didn't you?
Heaving. Well, that was the last question time of season three. Thank you for me. I think I like that.
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy of the week. I suppose we should make the decision and find out
Pauline versus Bob.
How we got here, I do not know.
I really don't mind if I win or not. I know I should want to win, but I really don't mind because I'm just so happy that I got to...
I really want to win. The winner takes it all, the loser standing tall. It's like a mystery.
Is it?
And a vasectomy. Hey. So, Pauline versus Bob, it is the final. It is 12-all. I was 10-4 up.
Oh, which I've done so well. Give me a pat on the back.
So good. So good. I don't know what the hell is going on. But, Dave, if you want to explain what we're doing.
Guess the intro.
Are we buzzering it or...
I can't connect, though.
Oh, what's the Bluetooth?
Because you're connected.
Yeah, I'll
you jump out and I'll jump in.
I'll disconnect. There we go. I'm disconnected to the Bluetooth. We should have sorted this out beforehand, but then I would have known. Guess the intro.
Yeah, but then you could have done research.
I'm pretty good.
I'm
in. Shall I just try it out?
We're flying, Dumbo. We're flying.
I'll just play any old song just to make sure we're...
Go on then. Today.
This is a great song.
Oh, Dave, we're not going through it. Oh, yeah, YouTube. Yeah, yeah, I like this. I like that. This is just testing it out. This song means...
Turn the sound up, then. Do you know this song?
Right, that's enough. Right,
do you know
you're
that
connected
song?
Now. No, no idea.
Oh, it's by Neil.
Is it intros of TV shows or just music?
No, it's music.
Oh,
well-known songs.
Well, turn it off then. Turn it off.
Oh, I know this. Yeah.
It's going to be
this
on the buzzer.
Arguments
about getting easy ones and hard ones.
Yeah, that's yours.
Only false announces
Dave, you're still playing the song. Jesus.
No. Jolly boys out.
Oh, technology and Dave. Sort that out for season 4.
Right. Let's get ready then.
I'm ready. I want to win this. I've definitely
won. I really don't care, which I should. I've got no competition anymore because I'm so happy that I've got a 12 hole.
I'm not happy about
it. Prove myself.
Mental. And I did. I said when we went downstairs from the semi-final, didn't we?
Yeah.
We went downstairs and I was gutted because it is 12 all. But I also said, it's going to look like we've fixed this.
Yeah, but what about Vicky's reply?
Yeah, and then Vicky said...
No, don't, because you really are fit.
That's the love of my life, everyone.
And they can hear that you're fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no one's going first, are they? Because it's... Now, there's rules here.
Rules.
Oh. When you jump in... You've got to say the answer straight away. You
can't... Is it song and artist or just song?
I'll come to that point.
Right, okay.
I'm after the name of the song.
Name of the song,
I'm going to be strict. You've got to give me the exact name of the
song.
Well, it's the same for both. You can't buzz in and go, oh, yeah, let's do that. No.
Yeah.
Goes to the other person, right?
There's a lot of pressure here. I feel.
So you get a point for the title, but then you get the chance to get another point for the artist as well. Okay. Same rules
for
everyone.
I love we don't know any. It's going to be a 12-12.
yeah. And then we shoot it out. So we're just buzzing. Are you going to stop it? Or are you just going to let it play all the way?
No.
What?
I'll stop it when the mute's...
Oh, okay. I'll turn this up then.
Okay.
I'm going to turn this up.
Right.
So when you play it, it'll play, but it'll play until you stop it, okay?
So you buzz in, you give me the name of the song, not the artist.
Right.
Any hesitation goes to the other person. Right, ready?
I'm nervous.
Boogie Wonderland.
For a point, do you know the artist?
Oh, I know what I do. No, I know I do, but I can't think.
Robert, you steal a point here.
Mamas and Papas.
What? You're crazy.
I don't know. I just said it to somebody.
Earth, Wind and Fire. 1-0 to Pauline.
What was I going to say then? I was... you better say it because you can't really... When we're playing the song, you can't really hear our buzzers. So
I heard that one.
Yeah, you did. You're in the same room, Dave, but listeners might not. So what I'm saying is when you stop the music, say Pauline or Bob.
No, but it's all, surely.
Well, they will, but it's more exciting to see who's kind of... Buzzed in.
Next one.
Good luck, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Oh. Robert.
Angels.
By who?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, you shitbag.
He's turned it round. It's 2-1.
There's an angel contemplating my
sin.
No, I don't. It hasn't aged well.
Are you ready? Robert.
Oh. Did you get there first?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Oh.
He definitely dung before you.
I'm going to say Summer Loving.
Oh, Pauline, steal
it. You're the one that I won.
Who by?
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
No, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
No, don't!
It's Bob 2. This is a nip and suck, isn't it, eh?
Bloody hell.
I knew it was a grease one. I didn't know.
Are you ready for number 4?
Yes, please. Yeah. How many are there, first of all?
13.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
okay,
well, you've got a long way, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've forgotten how long this one's got to go now. Right, okay. Ready? Hesitation.
Yes!
Hesitation.
Perfect Day.
By who?
I don't know.
Do you know you get the point for a person?
Isn't it done by loads of different people?
Not this version.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Lou Reed. It's 4-2.
I was going to say Beautiful Day.
He sings, you the colour girls go do, do, do. Right, it's 4-2. You're down, Robert.
Yeah, I am.
Right, ready? Here we go.
No.
No, don't know that one, Dave.
No, I don't recognise
it. It's Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones.
I would never have got that in a million years.
Million years? Okay, ready to go. Next one coming up right now.
It's cold, but I know who sings it. That's no good.
I don't know it.
It's who sings it?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it is. It's Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
That's it. Balls.
I can honestly say I've never heard that song before in my life.
Right, here we go. Next one. It's getting crucial now.
It is. I'm scared.
Oh, hang on. I've done the same one again. Right, here we go.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Bye.
Oh, I do know it. Oh, no, I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't remember her name.
Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee, yeah.
4-3. Pull one back, Robert.
Well done, Bob.
I'm sweating.
Are you? Right.
Yeah. Park Life.
By who?
Blur.
Oh, he's in the lead. Bob 5, Pauline 4.
It's got nothing to do with your four schmung dirk technique, you know.
Right, here we go. Next one coming up right now.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's old Pretty Woman. But...
Oh, no, you said Rear
Street. Who sings it?
That's not me.
Whose phone's ringing?
Who sings it?
Roy.
No, he's stuttering. He's stuttering.
Who's that?
Roy Orbison.
Yeah, one each.
And you got the title wrong.
Oh, what? This is not.
Yeah, you were fortunate.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to stutter on the artist.
No, you got the title wrong. Pretty Woman when it's
you
not.
You said Roy.
Pretty Woman.
Roy. Yeah.
And
Roy,
oh, Pretty Woman.
Roy. No, that ain't Roy. Right, there's only 4 to go.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Bob 6, Pauline 5.
Good luck, everyone.
Oh, yeah, it'll just run your well. Okay, here we go.
Oh, we've had that.
Hard
Life.
Right, here it comes.
Oh,
too
no,
much hesitation.
No,
Bob's all yours, mate.
Can I have the whole thing?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do it?
Oh. If I can't say
King,
the song.
Dave, tell her. She's distracting me.
No. Behave yourself, Pauline. Slap your legs.
True Blue.
Boy.
Madonna.
True Blue.
Yes. And you know the only reason I know
true
that
blue,
is because that's your favourite Madonna song.
It's the only one I like.
You fancy doing it as well.
I like that song.
When we were kids, we were sitting there watching it, and Dave go, cool.
My mind's completely Frozen, but I knew
Frozen, right. That's another Madonna song. Do I get a point
this,
for that?
You need this next one, Pauline.
I don't mind losing.
Here we go.
Take her down!
Oh, I don't know what
you're doing. Jailhouse Rock.
Why?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, he's looking cool.
Oh, I've broken
well
the streak.
Done.
Surely.
Right, here it comes. Next one.
Is this the last one?
Penultimate.
Oh, okay.
Well done, Bob.
Shut up.
Oh.
Rock With You.
Yeah. By who?
MJ, Michael Jackson.
Oh, you didn't win easy.
No, I did not. You took me right to
last
the ropes.
Last one.
Oh.
Last question of series 3.
Good luck at home, everyone. Hope you're playing at home.
Well, we can't hear it. You lot sure.
Andy's probably pressing his horn.
I'm still standing.
Bye.
Elton John.
The final score.
You're not still standing.
I'm not standing.
Pauline 7. Bob 12.
Yeah! It's in your face!
It's true, yeah. I know the Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, you threw it away. It was yours to lose. There,
but I'm proud of myself because you didn't win.
I mean, 13-12. That I'm so glad I won that. I'm so glad I won that.
13-12.
I rescued it. I rescued it definitely. Yeah, that was good. That intro round. Yeah.
Do you like one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
we'll do that one again.
Definitely. Oh, you're making a list of these games, Dave, because we forget.
Well done.
Hand me the crown.
You've got to ring back that person who rang.
Yeah, I'll put it on Bluetooth. We can hear the old thing. So yeah, that's it. I won. That was
Pauline versus Bob.
I'm just glad you didn't win 28-4.
The final would have been rubbish. But yeah, that was
that was good.
Successful,
I
did. Yeah.
Sensational.
We could just do that for a whole episode next time.
Guess the intro podcast.
What was the name of that programme years ago? Name that tune.
Oh no, the tune in four. I'll name it one.
I used to like the Nevermind the Buzzcocks when they did the intro round. You know, when they did the and all that. I used to like that. Phil Jupitus, don't see him around anymore, do you?
Who?
Phil Jupitus.
No, he's a bit funny, but he was quite loud, wasn't he? But he was better on Buzzcocks than the lot they got now.
Oh, I don't watch them. Oh, I do not watch
that first one with that woman.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't.
Got that false laugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really annoying.
Laughing. Laughing for the sake of it. We've done...
The good thing about this final...
Oh, go on.
The good thing about this final is the contrast between the two songs.
Oh,
disco one, and then you got your good... Yeah. Proper ballad.
I thought of something that sums these two songs up that I'm going to leave to the end. And it just sums up these two songs. And then I'll do my vote. Because obviously I've been listening to them all day.
I've seen another great ballad from the 70s that wasn't considered. 10cc, I'm Not In Love.
I don't like that song.
Don't know it, but she knows it all. That's the best I've ever heard you sing.
That's not saying much.
I don't like that song.
No, I'm not a big fan of that.
Oh, you could have turned it off for me.
Save the batteries for season 4. Whoa, he's dropped his mic. Bloody hell, we're buying new...
Drop the mic, he's out.
Drop the mic. See you later, Dave. Thanks for coming.
We did drop the mic, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Literally.
Got Pauline in.
Hey!
Yeah, but I was only meant to do one. We're still waiting for him to come back. Where the hell is he?
No, this is it now. This is it. The three amigos.
Is this easy for you, Bob? You know what way you're going.
I do know.
As well.
When they both got through from the semi-finals, I was sort of on the fence a little bit, but yeah, there's only one.
I gave it a lot of thought today before I come round.
When I come around, so I suppose we should do. We've done our final question time of season 3. We've done our final Pauline versus Bob season 3.
Yes.
And now
I did good.
And now it is time for
Diary.
The final one of season 3.
Right. So after my party, my 21st birthday party, I took the week off.
Oh, did you? That's a good idea, Dave.
Well done. Up at about 11 o'clock.
God, that's late, isn't it?
I can't do that now. I'm up at like 6, 7.
Yeah, ridiculous, banging about all over the show.
Liz comes down about 11, 10 a.m. Go for a drink in the social tavern till 3:20.
3:20? That's very bizarre. What
are you having? At that time, he was working in the building. Still fixing, he'd done something like that.
He was still working in the building.
If it was raining, he couldn't work. So if it was raining, he used to come round and we used to go to the pub.
So till 3:20.
Yeah, that's 4 hours, 10 minutes in the pub. Yeah, so we stayed in the Toast Hill Tavern till 3:20, then come home. Leslie had rung, not Leslie, your dad. Leslie had rung up, this is the girl Leslie.
Yeah.
Leslie had rung up to arrange to meet her and Eileen in the Fox about 9:30. Go up for Wiz and already up there. Go down Fox, talk about Saturday's party. Don't go to see Eileen and Leslie to 10:50. That's when the pub shut. Beginning to get bored with them. I think Wizzy's as well. Drop them off, then go for a Chinese.
Oh, they got the old trap door. The old trap door's open.
We got enough shoes now from the shoe shop.
Well, they, they've been shown the door.
It's a shame we don't know how it's going with you and Jack, because she let you down, didn't she?
Well, you'll find out as it progresses.
Well, hope for my sake they're still together.
Yeah, well, think about it. I was up at 11. Liz is outside at 10 past.
How do you get ready in 10 minutes?
Well, easy.
Oh, you don't, do you? Like you just days, go. Yeah.
It was the 70s, love. And and then into the pub for 4 hours, and then straight in the pub at 9:30 as well.
More drinking than a Chinese.
Jesus.
Chinese.
God, you were drink a lot in your...
Youth?
Yeah, we still do it.
That's why you look so weathered. Why you look so weathered.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
What's your excuse, Pauline?
I'm just knackered. I just feel 110.
I've got four abscess going on.
I think I'm the eye candy of the podcast, don't I?
You definitely got a face for podcasting. Yeah, you're right. So that was the final diary of season 3.
Oh.
So you'd have to wait till season 4 to find out what happens after that.
Yeah, watch this space.
Yeah. exciting times. Let's dive into these two songs. Okay, so we've established that ABBA are singing about one woman, one girl.
Yeah.
Who is the dancing queen. She is the John Travolta of that club. They don't say like they're in a relationship with her or they fancy her or anything like that, is it?
No.
They're just looking at her.
She's having a good time.
And they're digging the dancing queen.
They're having the time of your life and they're enjoying looking at her.
I did something today.
I always worry when you say that. What's
going to
come out with?
I finished a good King Mabel today, which was great. But I was listening to these two songs, Dancing Queen and Bridge Over Troubled Water, on YouTube. And I started to read the comments. I took a screen grab of a couple of them, and I'm just going to read them out. I'm not going to say who did them, but this is Bridge Over Troubled Water. Okay, these are some of the comments that are on YouTube of this song. Okay, this is one of the comments. Songs that have real meaning last forever. This one is one of the greatest and genuine masterpiece.
Wow,
that's high praise, isn't it? This song is outright beautiful and it's therapeutic.
Is this Bridge Over Troubled Water? Sorry.
Yeah. If ever a song could bring someone back from the brink, this is it.
Brilliantly sung.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear this song without getting goosebumps. So pure.
Their descriptions are very good. Mine's because I like it.
Yeah. Oh, that is good.
Because it's good.
Me like it. Probably the best song I've ever heard. I remember first hearing it while still at school in 1970. I'm now about to retire and it hasn't lost any of its magic. It's classic.
Yeah, I agree with
you. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
For me, it's got better as the years gone by. As I said, I didn't sort of like it much, but I just found it a bit boring. I was boring sort of rock on that then, but it's grown on me. It's a great song. It's the way he sings it.
Yeah, it's sort of... It's haunting,
fantastic.
Haunting, but
that live
epic.
Version where Paul Simon's just sort of sitting there watching him. It's fantastic.
Nailed it. So a few of the comments on ABBA as well. 44 years later and this song is still absolutely iconic.
Definitely.
This somehow gives me nostalgia from a time I didn't exist. I get that. I'm 72 years old and I love ABBA as much today as I did in my 20s. This is not a song. It is a perfect time-feeling machine.
It's so true.
That's a great comment, isn't it?
Summed up.
Still one of my favourite songs. I mean, the list goes on. Not one of the comments on there, and I scrolled down as far as I could, was like, I hate it. I can't stand it. There was nothing bad about it.
People who look it on that wouldn't.
No, but some people
you
do,
have to like
they?
It. Look, look,
no, but some
go
people
on it.
Do, don't they?
Some people are just stupid.
Yeah, they just go on it and go, I hate ABBA. Well, it's not for you then, is it? Listen to something else. There's loads of it. Yeah.
Calm down, Bob. You're right.
Don't touch me. No, it's like somebody giving you a guitar and saying, I don't want guitar lessons. No, that don't make sense.
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we've wrapped up everything. we've wrapped up I won Bob versus Pauline, just in case. Just in case you missed it.
Not easily.
What's the score, Bob?
13-12.
That's close. That's close.
Closer yeah. than what you wanted it.
Definitely. I wanted to.
You thought you had the easy ride.
Leave you in my dust.
I was just pretending at the beginning.
You was on a winning streak. You were. I was worried that it was going to go all the way to the final. But yeah, so I'm sitting proudly, puffing my chest out like a peacock. And now I suppose it is time.
I know where I'm going.
I'm going to go first, obviously, because I'm the most important in my eyes. this is what I came up with. Okay.
Right, go on then.
Dancing Queen is the best 70s song. Bridge Over Troubled Water is the best song to come from the 70s. See what I did there?
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Right, so ABBA, Dancing Queen, it encapsulates the 70s. It's the best 70s song that encapsulates
that
time. Well, and then you've got Simon Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is the best song to come out of the 70s.
But you mean it's still just as good now?
Yeah, doesn't necessarily remind you of the 70s or encapsulate any kind of disco or, you know, and anything that was going on at the time. But
Is it taking you forever to come up with that?
No, I said it to Vicky and she was like, what are you banging on about? I was like, no, that makes sense. That makes me feel smart.
What did you think of that, Dave, what you just said?
Dancing Queen is
I said it seven times. Jesus.
So in that being said... Go on, Dave.
I think if you you were going to send something up in space to sort of Martians or whatever, and you got to do something from each decade, I don't think you could make a better choice than Dancing Queen for the 70s.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But that's my point, exactly. Yeah. That is what I'm saying. It is a time capsule, like that comment says on YouTube. It is the theme tune. It is.
What is it you say? Right, theme tune.
What would you do for the 80s? Wake me up before you go.
Oh, yeah,
it's quite good.
It's got to be Wham, isn't it? Yeah.
It's got to be Wham.
No, but that is the 80s.
Oh, no. The one you had in your list, Dave, your tunes list. That's the 80s, the electronic thing.
Oh, yeah. Enola Gay.
Yeah, that.
You should have stayed at home yesterday. Yeah.
That intro is just 80s all over. But maybe we'll do 80s songs one day. So that being said, what I said, Dancing Queen is the best 70s song, but the best song to come from the 70s is Bridge Over Troubled Water. My vote.
We are doing best 70s songs.
Yeah, I know. Well, best song out of these 70s songs. Not necessarily the best 70s song. So I'm going for Bridge Over Troubled Water.
That's what the whole thing was. My vote.
Can I make my vote? is for Bridge Over Troubled Water, even though Dancing Queen is an immaculate disco classic and I would dance to it. It's when we started this, I didn't like ABBA at all, and it's come round and I don't mind
now
it
you're
now.
A
yeah,
fan.
But I said
have
right
you
at the beginning,
to see Mamma Mia yet?
No, definitely not. as I said, when we first started this. It's going to have to take something pretty epic to beat Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yes, and Dancing Queen.
That hasn't happened in my eyes. So that's my vote. That's the first vote of the final season 3. Thank you. Good night.
God, did he go on?
God,
all
right. Forever, didn't it?
Got late now.
57 minutes now. 50, remember that?
Right, Pauline.
Well, you can probably guess. Dancing Queen all day long.
Is it close?
Actually, I really, really, really love Bridge Over Troubled Water, so it is quite close, yeah.
Did you love it before
we did?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've always loved it. But Dancing Queen is the, as soon as that start of it comes on.
The piano bit.
Oh, yes.
Stop banging your hands.
Am I banging my
hands?
Yeah,
you're banging your hands.
Can they hear that?
Yeah, yes. Truck yeah. around his cabs bouncing about.
Being her arms are behind her head.
Yeah, Dancing Queen, it has to be. It is the best 70s song, in my opinion.
And which you're entitled to.
That's yes. what we're here for. That is it.
And I have seen Mamma Mia live. Loved it. Standing up, dancing.
Queen.
That's me.
Well, there we go. So Pauline's Dancing Queen. I'm Bridge Over
Troubled Water. Now I'm giving Dave evils
season
to make sure he goes my way.
My way? Yeah, that's the winner. Yeah. Frank Sinatra.
Season 3 is put the power in your hands, Dave. It's all down to you.
think about it really
Can I get your opinion on both of them first, though? Give us a...
Well, I've already did. I mean, Dancing Queen is the perfect 70s song. You couldn't get a more 70s song if you tried.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's up against a really great, great song written by Paul Simon.
Both timeless.
Sung by Garfunkel. Yeah, and it's one that, as I said, I didn't really... Well, I found it a bit boring for years and years, and it's something that sort of grew on me. I think we got the... It's the perfect final. And it's like a heavyweight boxing match, isn't it? One's the puncher, one's the boxer. You know what I mean? It's
Well, boxers both punch, so that's not...
You know. But you understand what I mean.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
One's punching, the other one can only headbutt.
But remember, this is the best 70s song.
Yeah, a song that came out in the 70s.
Which is the list we've...
Yeah.
She's trying to...
I am. I'm going to shut up.
I'd like to get Mr. Blue Sky Black in if I can.
From round
one. I was surprised it weren't Dancing Queen and Imagine.
I thought Let It Be would be up there. And that's the one that I think that would have possibly beaten Bridge Over Troubled Water if they had come up against each other. It's the one I didn't want to happen.
I've made a decision.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Drum roll.
And in my head, it's 55-45.
Oh, that adds up to 100.
And the winner of season 3 is Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Why, Dave?
Because it's just a great song. Brilliantly, it's the way he sings it. It's a brilliantly sung song as well.
I'm not miserable about that.
I'm over the moon. I am over the moon.
Yeah, I do love this song.
It's like it came before this, before we did this season. I just had no idea how good it was. I knew it was some soft song that somebody sung. It's quite heartfelt. But then when you actually sit down and listen to it without me talking over it so that you can properly hear it. I'll shut up.
Everyone listening is like, Bob.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
So, unlucky.
ABBA, hang on.
But ABBA gets ripped.
Do like me.
Yeah, yeah. So that is it. That is season 3 done and dusted. We made it, everyone. Well done, everyone. I've got to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed having you here, Pauline.
Have you?
I really have. Yeah, it's been I think you're just as crazy as me.
Just as thick.
Just as thick. Good competition. But yeah, I've really enjoyed this season more so than I thought I would. Definitely. These are great songs.
It's really good.
They're songs that
we're going to do for season 5.
Oh.
I can't think about that at the moment. I've got to move house first. Is there...
I've got 32 cakes.
Oh, that's just my
subject. 2 weeks, yeah. So just to cover what we've already said in this episode, if in the season 4 there is one a week, please bear with us. We are sort of changing things up and it's going to be harder to get all 3 of us in one place. So we will, of course, we work. So come on. Well, you don't, Pauline. You're lazy.
I bloody do.
You do, yeah. Of course you do. Join us on Patreon to help us, you know, make this elimination podcast even bigger. Thank you for listening, all of you, because without you, we probably would have given up ages ago. So we've really enjoyed this season. Anything from you two at
Hello,
all?
Hello, Lenore. Lenore's a really good regular, listens every week.
She's regular, is she?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to start mentioning everybody, join us on the Facebook page.
But don't forget any funny people. Who's going to be the semi-finalist?
Top 4, send it to podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Or put it on the Facebook page.
Or on the Facebook page, put your 4 up. We'll be back on the 8th of April. Season 4 will be Funny People. We'll do the draw again.
You could win it if it was funny looking people.
Yeah, you'd have won, Bob.
Oh, shut up. End on an insult for me.
Dave's out on the piss now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, of course he is. Yeah,
so he's waiting to go.
Yeah, he's going out with the lads. Shout out to the lads, I suppose. They don't listen. No. They don't know what a podcast is.
No.
They're too old. See you in season 4.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. That went all right, didn't it?